Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How can I assist you?
Hi, Brittany. My name is Lou Ann Cox. I called a little bit ago and spoke to someone named Lucy regarding a charge that is was on my credit card. And she said she was going to refund the $194.79. And I called my credit card company to tell them the refund was coming. And I listened to my activities on my credit card, and it appears that for this next statement, the same amount was charged again.
Can I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I have your zip code?
Yes, 07882.
First and last name?
Lou Ann Cox.
And for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
Yes, 33 McKinley Avenue, Washington, New Jersey, 07882.
Okay, ma'am. It looks like here that on the 15th, which is today, that mm-hmm. you called in about these charges. You explained to the last representative that you returned the products.
Yes.
And she let you know that our CDC has completely canceled out our returns until further notice, unless it's a technology product, and that you stated that you have disputed these charges. So what she did was she canceled out the account. Now, as far as a refund is concerned on these charges, you will have to have your bank or your credit card company give us a call to settle the dispute.
Oh, she said she was just going to do it. She said she spoke to the manager and she was just going to do it. She did
no,
not
ma'am.
Tell me anything about me calling. Okay, so now I have to dispute 2 months in a row, two months in a row charges?
Well, ma'am, it looks like... you already threatened to dispute these charges. Well, you already threatened
that
you...
I disputed the one stated 1228, but now there's more on my card from 2-3.
Because, ma'am, this is a subscription. You pay for 14... You have a 14-day trial that you pay for the shipping and handling for. After 14 days, you are billed the full price for the product if you do not cancel by the time your 14-day trial is over with, which
okay,
was
well,
on the 26th,
yeah.
which was the 24th of December. Okay, so
yeah,
what? And so she notated in the account that you have disputed the charges. So as far as these charges are concerned, it's not up to us anymore as far as a refund is concerned. It's totally up to your bank.
Oh, see, now I told her that I was going to dispute the charges and that unless I heard, you know, unless she said something to me about it, and she said she talked to the supervisor and the supervisor told her to go ahead and take care of the, you know, just credit the charges back. So I didn't call her to dispute the charges because she said she was going to take care of that for me. did she give, perhaps, is there any notes that she gave me a cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. Your account is canceled.
Okay.
But due to the dispute.
Yeah.
But due to the dispute, it's not up to us. It's up because I know you had told me that you had disputed those latest charges. When you dispute,
I called you guys to say that I needed a refund. If I couldn't get it from you, then I was going to dispute the charges. She said, hold on a minute. She came back. She said, my supervisor told me to that I was refunding the $194.79 from December. And she said I should see it on my statement in 3 to 5 business days. So I said, okay, fine. I'll wait to see those charges credited before I call my bank. And she said, okay, and that was that. So I was calling you before I disputed any charges.
Okay. Well, ma'am, only thing that we will be able to refund you is the refund the $91.89 and $92.90 for the February charges. We would not be able to refund any other charges. So that means the October charges are valid charges. We can't refund those. We only can refund you for the February charges.
So how long have I been paying my bill with these charges on them?
It looks like you have only paid $92.90 and $91.89 twice. You paid $92.90 and $91.89 on the 25th of December and also on the 1st of February.
That is just horrible. So I paid you guys $400 already. I got one package in the mail, and you charged me $400 for one package in the mail.
No, ma'am, you have two packages. You received your first package on the 14th of December and your second package on the 5th of February.
Well, the package from December was sent back and not even opened.
Yes, ma'am, but see, those are valid charges. Those are valid charges. You are responsible for those charges, ma'am. We did not give you a return authorization to return those because we don't have a return policy for those products. So that charge of $92.90 and $91.89 will not be removed, ma'am, at all for December because you did not have authorization to return those products back.
Okay, so what do you plan on doing? Because now I'll have to get the insurance company. Now I'll have to get my credit card company involved.
So what we can do as a courtesy, because really, to be honest, me going around this and refunding February charges is really against policy because you already threatened to dispute with the last representative.
Because I assumed, and I probably shouldn't have, that I was not going to get anywhere. And the first conversation, Lucy said, I'll talk to the supervisor. And
which
she
is,
said,
I just was
we'll
told.
Go ahead and send them. What?
Yes, ma'am. And see, this is a recorded line. And unfortunately,
right.
I will not be able to refund the account unless we have assurance from the credit card company or the bank that there are no disputes on these charges.
All right, so I have two sets of charges that I need that I'm disputing.
What will have to happen is that the bank will give us a call regarding these charges and we will take it there with the bank. Now, if they do decide that these are valid charges and you see that this $91.89 charge and $92.90 charge are in green on your next statement, that is not up to us. It is totally up to the bank.
Yeah, no, the bank already, I will already call the bank and they'll have already known that you guys are not to charge on my cards anymore.
Ma'am, what I'm basically telling you is that your account is canceled. You won't be billed for anything else. But when you dispute charges, charges, they give you a statement. And if you were refunded, they'll be in red. If you weren't refunded, they'll be in green and they'll be for the same date. They won't change. So if you do see that these charges are still in green on your account, it is not up to us because I don't know. We do have this problem when customers do dispute and the bank determines that these are valid charges, they give us a call back as in to like it's our fault that they did not get that refund. But it's not up to us once you dispute. It is totally out of our hands. It's totally up to the bank whether you get a dispute.
That's right. I did not dispute it yet. I plan to if I can't get any resolution with a phone call. Lucy seemed to have gotten her end squared away, but you're saying no.
No, ma'am. What I'm basically saying, I'm going off what was told to me and what was also placed in the notes. Okay.
Well, Lucy put the wrong stuff in the notes because I said to her, my plan was to dispute the charges, but to call you first as a courtesy call.
Yes, ma'am. But see,
you mm-hmm.
But once I let you know that we only can refund you for the February charges, you proceeded to say that you will dispute the December charges. And like I said, this is a recorded line. So
listen, Brittany. Don't try to double talk me. Say that I did. I said, you got it recorded. Because when you guys, when I ordered this stuff online, it did not say anything about 14 days or you're in a subscription. It did say that.
Okay.
False
okay. So now I'm going to go down directly to the website.
And now
let's
I sent this in,
has.
And 2 months I paid you guys $400 for stuff I do not have and did not get in the mail. And now I'm disputing the December charges because that's what I talked to Lucy about. And now I'm disputing the February charges with you because when I called my credit card company to pay my bill, they asked me, do you want to hear any recent charges on your cards? And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. And the last two charges on my card and the only charges were February 3rd, 21, for the same amounts that you charged me in December. Now I'm calling to say to you, can't you do the same thing that Lucy did, get a supervisor on the phone to talk to me so that I can do what I have to do and know that these charges are going to be return to my card because I did not order it. I am not ordering it. Everything is canceled. And so you mean to tell me like a week ago, if I would have called, the charges would not have been on my card. See, that's what I'm saying. So I need to speak to a supervisor and I need to get the last set of numbers from Lucy about when she said she was going to send this credit through. Because she had to have given me something, and there has to be a cancellation, set of numbers for a cancellation on the card as on the subscription as well. So that's what I would like to do. And while I know you're doing your job and I get a little upset, it's because I don't want to hear that I said you got it recorded. Because apparently nobody said it on the ad, which is a scam.
Well, ma'am, it says right here. On our page, once you enter in your first name, last name, email address, city, state, zip code, email address, and phone number. Right up under phone number, there's a box right there that says, I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed $670 now for shipping and handling. And if I don't cancel within 10+ 4-day shipping trial, I will be billed the full amount of $92.90. I'll be billed $92.90 plus $6.70 for a new 30-day supply for each month until I cancel. Please call 844-379-1590 to cancel my subscription. If you do not check on that box, you are not able to push rush my trial. But if you click on that box, you are able to proceed with your checkout.
I didn't do anything online. I called a phone number. So there was nothing for me to check. There was nothing for me to read. There was nothing for me to do anything with. And I never, ever, ever got paperwork.
Okay. So, like I explained to you, ma'am, those were the terms and conditions. Now, like I said, I told you as a courtesy, what I can definitely do is refund you for those February charges. But due to the threats of the dispute, the agency doesn't want to refund you the 4th February if you're still going to dispute the December charges after us verifying that these are valid charges. So what they would rather do is let the bank handle it and let them dispute these charges and decide, let them decide if these charges are valid or not.
So is that what you would rather me do, send a dispute? Is that what you would rather me do, dispute the charges? I'm asking you because I said, unless I get satisfaction with you guys, I will then get my bank involved. If I get satisfaction with you, my bank doesn't have to have any worries, any information about any of this.
Okay, but ma'am, only thing that we can do is refund you for the February charges due to the simple fact of what happened in December with you sending those products for one off without authorization, and also due to the fact that those are the terms and conditions of the trial that you must cancel within your 14 days to avoid being billed the end of trial charge, which is $91.89 and $92.90. So the only thing we will be able to refund you for is the February charges, ma'am. That's it. Now,
so
I can talk to my billing department. I can talk it over with my billing department as into letting them know that you promised not to dispute if we were to refund you for the February charges and see what they would say. if they would, as far as those December charges, ma'am, those are valid.
Well, no, they can't be because I still don't have product. I never got product.
Yes, the receipt.
The first bunch I sent back. Because I got was, call back tomorrow, the lines are very busy. Call back tomorrow, the lines are very busy. And this went on for...
No, ma'am, we give you the option.
Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am, we give you the option. No, ma'am, we give you the option to leave your number for a call back. We give you the option to leave your number for us to call you back.
Yeah.
And we do call our customers back. We have to call our customers back. Every customer that we handle callbacks before we even handle the regular queue. So, like I said, ma'am, you did not stick to the terms and conditions. Only thing that we can refund you is for February. That's it. Which is what the last agent.
I need to speak to a supervisor because I need to be refunded for December and for whatever else, because I already apparently paid you guys more than I was supposed to.
No, ma'am, you paid us exactly what you were supposed to have paid us due to the simple fact of the terms and conditions. Now, as far as the December charges is concerned, ma'am, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do about that. You were transferred
to... I need to speak to a supervisor. I'm done talking to you because you do not own the company. Now I need a supervisor and hope to God that you give me a supervisor and not one of your coworkers, because that would really be not nice. And karma is a son of a gun when she gets pissed off. I need a supervisor. I cannot speak with you anymore.
Well, if you cannot speak to me anymore, okay. Is there anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
No, you hang up on me and we'll be seeing.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go, ma'am? Because unfortunately, we have to handle this call as adults. And I'm sorry, screaming and hollering through the phone about these charges isn't going
to
make anything better, ma'am. No, I'm not trying to overtalk you. I'm letting you know exactly what's going on.
Yes,
and this is turning. This is. Okay, so is there anything else that I can assist you with, ma'am?
Excuse me?
Is there anything else that we can assist you with, ma'am?
Yes, you can give me the cancellation number that Lucy put on the system.
Your cancellation number is E as in egg, 587-86-65, C as in cat, C as in cat. Your second cancellation number is 6, A as in apple, 92, C as in cat, F as in Frank, the number 4, C as in cat, 95.
So two cancellation numbers.
You have two products. You have two products, ma'am.
Well, I didn't ask for the cleanse, so that's where you guys sneak shit in, and that's not nice.
No, ma'am, you have two products. You bought this through a third-party advertiser. You didn't purchase this directly through our product, our company.
Now, let me, before you want to say goodbye, I would prefer a supervisor. Otherwise, I don't know what's going to happen with these charges because I'm not paying $400. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. You've been refunded for the February charges. There's really nothing else here that we can do because we have successfully refunded you for the February charges. That means you will receive $91.89 and $92.90 within 3 to 5 business days.
So then, all right, so then I'm going to have to call the disputed December charges.
Well,
that's
ma'am,
what
that
I talked to Lucy.
Okay.
That's
and so that would
to
be totally
about.
Up to, and that would be, the decision of the refund would be totally up to the credit company or the bank for the December charges. It wouldn't be
but
up
they
to
know
us.
That, you guys are not just your company, but they know that you guys are scammers when you do that over the
phone.
Well,
ma'am. And I'm sorry that you feel that way.